episode of the Win Your Daily Battles podcast. My name is Jamie and I'm the host for this show. Happy New Year to all my avid listeners out there. I hope you have a wonderful, prosperous, abundant, and healthy 2021. Did I just say 2021? Yes, it still feels surreal because I'm used to saying 2020 and now it's 2021. Wow. What a new beginning. And I know that there's lots of expectations placed this year to be better, but I suggest we all just take baby steps and enjoy each moment as it comes with a hopeful spirit. So for my podcast for today, I'm very excited to share to you my dating experience as I go through a diagnosis, because a lot of my single cancer survivor followers have been asking me if it's possible to still date in your 40s while having a health diagnosis like cancer. Oh, definitely. Heck yeah, it's possible. I'm doing it. It didn't come easy. And there's always some room for error. Just like that sitcom Sex and the City, I felt like I lived that, but it is possible and it's still going to be so much fun and beneficial for you if you give it a chance with the right mindset and intention. Dating is still super fun, even with a cancer diagnosis. So if it's your first time to ever listen to me, let me just give you a quick backtrack on where I'm coming from. So my name is Jamie. I was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2015 and my dating life went on hold because I was focusing on recovery and surviving, and I actually put myself out around 2018, but it felt so raw. I think I wasn't ready. I was forcing it. So I pulled back again and focused on my recovery, and then I had multiple recurrences, which makes me a four-time survivor now. Thank you, God. Woohoo! Sometime early last year, before the pandemic broke out, I put myself out again. And since then, I never pulled back. So even with the pandemic, I was still actively dating. There's virtual ways to do things now. So yeah, I would like to share to you what exactly happened during my dating life all this time. Hopefully to inspire the single people out there going through health challenges, because we all know that it can really affect your self-esteem and you just think that maybe no one's gonna want you now because you're sick and you have all these changes going on psychologically and physically. You have a scar, or for those people who had mastectomy, it's like, oh, you no longer have a boob, you don't feel sexy, maybe sex is not gonna be as enjoyable. Oh, all of those are a product of your doubts and own personal fears and insecurities, because the reality is it's still so much fun and it's still something I encourage people to do, just because being with someone, feeling wanted and wanting someone at the same time is still a very beautiful feeling that we all deserve to have. So when is the right time to actually date when you get a diagnosis? Because at the end of the day, it's you presenting what you want out of life and who you are. I mean, of course, we all come from different intentions. Like, okay, let me go back in 2018 when the first diagnosis was stabilizing. I started to just test the waters and opened an online profile. Basically, I call it testing the mojo. I just want to see, like, am I still desirable with short hair? Are there still good men out there in their late 30s or 40s? Because at that time, I was, what, 38 or 39? So I wanted to see what the market is all about. And by the way, speaking of 30s and 40s, I guess it's much more complicated to date when you're in the 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond bracket, just because, of course, people are normally with their families or married or they have kids. So the guys I've been seeing are either with children, single dads, or they're divorced, or they've never been married, no kids, but they have a lot of issues and baggages that they're dealing with. That's just the reality that, you know, it gets thinner as you get older, but it doesn't mean that there's no one right for you, because I feel like nobody's really perfect. And even my case, I mean, I don't have kids, but hey, I have a health diagnosis. So there goes the bad card. So I think either way, one of us will have something that's not ideal in our life. And we just need to find someone that really meshes with our goals and we are very compatible with and we love spending time with. So anyway, so 2018, I started testing my mojo to see how I fare out in the dating scene. And oh boy, did I learn the hard way, because I think I was coming from a place of insecurity. I was looking for ego rub, which I think is not that bad if you just want to get some male validation, because we all need it. You know, especially after going through a cancer diagnosis, you feel unbeautiful because of the scars and the bald head and the little pixie growing out of you, especially if you've had long hair all your life. So you want to just see if you're still attractive for the opposite sex. And that's what I did, which really helped because, oh, it felt good knowing that I'm still wanted, that people still compliment me, that men still find me attractive, even in my new normal. Although inside I was a whack. I was literally feeling so insecure. And I think the men I've met felt that. So I never got a second date, just because every first date at that time just felt like I was nursing some bruised ego and I just want the men. It was good for my ego for a while, but eventually I had to stop and really reassess what's wrong and what I need to work on inside me just so I could attract much better partners. After 2018, I just shut down all my online profiles and focused on loving myself, accepting my new normal, and constantly affirming myself that, hey, you're still Jamie. You're still that sweet girl. It doesn't matter what happened on the outside, whatever. It's still you in there. You know, you just went through something hard, but it doesn't change the fact that you are this optimistic, sweet, artistic girl that you've always been. So I have to really pull out that Jamie again for me to feel confident with myself, because for a time I didn't feel like myself anymore. I felt more like a cancer patient, and that's it. And you don't want to have that as your playlist. You want to be brought back to your old self, and that's what you want to put out when you're dating. So I had to really do that over and over again. Did lots of journaling, lots of therapist help, a lot of like affirming messages on my mirror, all these work to just keep bringing back that old happy girl that I used to know. And once I found that, I started practicing again. I started opening my online profiles and dipping my toes in again. So it's an art of cha-cha. It's like a dance. I kept coming in, open my profile, see what's out there, see how I fare out. And then if I feel burned out, I pull back and work again. Because at the end of the day, you'll attract people like yourself. So if you're feeling insecure, you're going to attract an insecure man. So I want to be in a good place and come from this place of completeness and full acceptance before I put myself out. But it wouldn't hurt to practice once in a while. So I would go out and open an online profile and meet someone and see how I did that night and go home and see how else I can improve. So it's a constant practice. It's not like I went out and then I met this great guy and that's it. End of story, happily ever after. No, for me, in my case, I had to really try over and over again and enjoy the process of just meeting new people and getting to know myself in the process. This is what I would strongly advise single women out there dating with or without a diagnosis, is to learn to enjoy the act of dating. Go out, wear a nice dress, and enjoy the company across the table. Across the table, whoever it is, whether it's going to turn out to be your future husband or just a friend, or maybe this stranger is going to fade away from your life. It doesn't matter, but enjoy the moment while you're there. That's what dating is about. You should be able to enjoy your company with someone else and just share a lovely meal or share a good time together. It doesn't have to be a be-all and end-all of marriage, which is why some people really hate dating, because they just feel like, oh, I'm just wasting time. I just keep meeting people and it turns out not to be the one. But hey, you can still have fun during the date. And if this date of yours is acting like a dickhead, then yeah, end it by all means. But hey, it was still a fun story to relive, right? Now, I strongly recommend as well taking breaks from dating if you feel like you're getting burned out or it's just becoming a cycle where it's no longer exciting. Then, of course, it's good to always withdraw yourself and shut down your profiles for a while. And then when you're in a better place, then put yourself out again. Because I've done that. I've done the whole cha-cha of like coming in, seeing where I'm at, seeing how I feel, seeing the people I meet. And then if it's just burning me out too much, then I pull back and shut it down and work on myself. Because just like anything else, it takes good practice to make good things happen. So same with dating. And so when is the right time to actually date? I would say the right time is when you're feeling good about yourself. When you're resolved with your issues or more or less working on it, and you know that you have something to offer to the dating prospect that you have. Because you don't want to come from a place of needing, like, oh, I'm going to date because I need validation. I need someone to buy me clothes, or I need someone to take care of me. Like, it's always me, 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 me. Then I don't think that's a healthy approach. It should be like, what can I offer? Am I ready to actually offer something to this person? And do I feel good about myself? If in any case this doesn't work out, am I going to be okay? Am I going to take things personally if this person doesn't call me back or not? So you have to come from a place of emotional stability before you're able to entertain the fact that, hey, I actually want to date and put myself out. Because it can be harsh. You know, it can be harsh out there. I was just lucky I didn't really have any really horrible experiences. But you know, it can get harsh on your ego, especially if you don't have a healthy one. It can take a beating. Come from a place of feeling good and you just wanting to know people, enjoy life, share something, and offer something, and see if you find someone who shares the same goals as you. So that time can be answered by you. But first, you have to do all the work. Make sure that you are full of self-love, overflowing enough that you're happy to share it to someone else. That would be, I think, the best time to put out and really focus on, hey, I want to date and meet someone potentially nice to share a life with. And so far, the reactions of the men I've dated since the diagnosis are very extreme. Because again, in 2018, I was coming from a place of insecurity. So the men I dated smelled it. And they got turned off. I didn't get a lot of second dates. After the first date, they just stopped seeing me. They just stopped communicating because I was just so heavy. You know, you can tell that I'm so insecure that I kept touching my hair because I wasn't sure if the pixie looked good on me. And I kept talking the whole time. And I disclosed my diagnosis on the first date. It just felt so heavy and too personal, too soon, too much information. But carrying a good conversation is more than enough. I've experienced the extreme sides of dating where men were really repulsed and men were really like attracted. But I guess it's really depending on the timing where I put myself out. So since I've been speaking a lot about online dating, should you really mention on your profile that you have a cancer diagnosis or you're a cancer survivor? In my experience, no. I tried mentioning it in my online profiles. And I think it's a double-edged sword because people can see it as a good conversation starter, or you can filter out in the beginning who's really in it to be with you, or someone who's just like, oh, I don't want to be with someone who has cancer. But at the same time, it can create all these possible scenarios in your date's head because they would think, oh, is she dying? Does she want me to take care of her? Does she want me to feed her when she's going through chemo? So you have all these scenarios that's actually not true, because in my case, I'm going through chemo right now, but hey, I'm still living life. I'm still living alone. I'm still doing yoga, making my own food. So it's not like I really need a lot of caring. But when you automatically think, oh, cancer survivor, you have a cancer diagnosis, you would think the worst case scenario in your head. And I don't think you want your date to think like that, especially since you haven't really met. You don't want to get judged too early on. So I don't recommend it. It depends on you. But in my experience, when I placed it there, I just felt like it created all these unnecessary worries for my date. And I'm not even sure we're going to click. So why the hell are we worrying about something too serious, right? So I would rather put what I'm looking for in a relationship, where I'm at in life, my hobbies, my interests, and what I'm all about, instead of like, oh yeah, I have a cancer diagnosis or I'm a cancer survivor. Should you talk about it on the first date? Definitely not. I don't think so. In my experience, when I talked about it on the first date, it felt too heavy. And it felt like I'm already expecting this guy to be involved with me and know what he's signing up for. When it's just the first date, you're just meeting in person for the first time. It should be very light and fun and flirty, and you're just getting to know each other and seeing what your interests are, what you have in common. It should be very light. So I think the cancer talk can be saved later on. Ideally, I would say third date. But sooner than that, I think it's too soon because you don't really know if you're going to click with this person and you want to keep seeing them. So take it lightly and flirty in the beginning. Just enjoy, just have fun and savor the food if you're having food or wherever it is. If you're walking in the beach, just enjoy each other's company and see if it's going to grow before you actually disclose something too personal like a cancer diagnosis. So when do you actually open up? As I said, I think in my experience, it worked out when I opened up on the third date because you already know for a fact that you want to keep seeing this guy that you reached up to the third date. I'm going to reenact to you how I disclose my diagnosis with the men I dated. Hey, by the way, I want to tell you something. I am actually a breast cancer survivor and I'm actively on treatment. I just hope that this is something you have to know since I think we're seeing each other for a while now, but I want you to know that I'm not saying this with an expectations attached to it. It's just me being honest and open about my story and that this is what my life is about. So I hope that this is okay with you and this is something that you can accept as part of my reality. Now, if this guy gets turned off after the third date of you disclosing your diagnosis, then fuck that. At least now you know. Better to know early and you can move on instead of entertaining him because he will eventually know anyway. So might as well know it now if he's not interested. But if he sticks around, like in my case, all the men I've dated and disclosed a diagnosis gently after the third date, they stayed. In my case, they actually appreciated that I opened up, that I became vulnerable, that I showed to them that this is the reality of my life and it didn't turn them off. It was maybe a matter of how I disclosed it and just coming from a place of being honest and wanting to connect and be vulnerable. So these are just my experiences, but yes, I've been having an amazing time dating and I cannot tell you yet the real score right now because I'd rather make things established first before I actually really go on detail about my current dating status, but I am super actively dating and really enjoying it every single step. And it's so nice to be vulnerable. I really believe that humans are made to interact, to be cared for, to be supported, to love and be loved. So go ahead and enjoy. Life is short for you to like not put yourself out and enjoy the male company. And sex is worth it, especially if it's a good one and it's done with someone you really, really care about. If you talk about it way too late, he will feel betrayed that you're hiding something. But if you talk about it too early, it might just sabotage that fun, light, flirty beginning that you have. So third date is like a safe bet, second or third or fourth, where you've established that, oh, there is chemistry between us and we were both consciously seeing each other, making the effort to make this work. And it reached up to the third encounter. So, hey, by the way, I want to tell you something. We'll talk on the topic of sex maybe eventually, but it took a while as well for me to actually enjoy the act of sex while I was having a diagnosis because, again, as I said earlier, I didn't really feel sexy during the diagnosis, but it got better and there are ways to really pull out that sex goddess in you and feel beautiful again. And if the man you're dating cares enough to help you with it, he will make you feel sexy and you guys can work it out. So enjoy your body, enjoy dating. It's all worth it. And don't take it personally. If it doesn't work out or this guy doesn't end up being the one for you, it's still great. You still enjoyed. You still had an excuse to wear that dress. You still met someone new. You still learned something about yourself. There's always a way to see it as if it's going to be a win in the end, even if it doesn't work out exactly as how you imagined it to be. So yes, there is a winning mantra for single people going through a diagnosis, if your battle right now is loneliness or you feel like you're not desirable anymore just because you went through a cancer diagnosis and no man or no woman's gonna want you, please erase that thought because it's not true. It's just something you're feeling right now. But once you tap into your unlimited source of self-love and you start feeling really great and confident that you can put something out, that there's something that you can share in a relationship with someone, then everything will shift and you will attract really interesting people, which is what happened to me. I am your experiment, you guys. 2018 was a horrible dating story. I just kept attracting people who are not in a right mindset of committing, and they just wanted to play around. And because, well, I guess it's my fault too. I was putting out a different vibe. But when I started working on myself and really embraced who I am with full confidence and with full acceptance, then that's where all the magic happened. To all my ladies in the Itsy Bitsy Boobies Committee, for far too long, our A-cup size bras have lacked in variety, comfort, and quality. I mean, are you still buying bras in the kids section? Do you just accept that bad-fitting bras are now your reality? Good news. I found this brand called Lulaloo this year, and I'm never looking back. They make bras for AAA, AA, and A-cup sizes. Yep, there's definitely a cup smaller than A size, and they do exist. With band sizes ranging from 30 to 38, made with premium materials and your comfort in mind, Lulaloo will help you look and feel your absolute best. Give them a try. Visit their official website, www.lulaloo.com, and get a 15% discount using my code JAMIEWINS, that's spelled as JAYMEEWINS. And let me know what you think. Enjoy shopping. If you want to know more about the dating tips that I spoke about in terms of when having a diagnosis, please watch out for my book because I elaborated this section in one chapter of my upcoming book called That Shit Called Cancer, The Not-So-Subtle Art of Winning Your Life Back. It's going to be coming out very soon. Early this year, we're on our final touches. So please watch out for it as I speak about cancer and dating and how it is still possible and doable and enjoyable. And I'll tell you guys when the book is going to come out. Meanwhile, let's keep speaking and empowering each other in this podcast. Before I close the show, I always remind people that winning your daily battles is not about achieving the greatest things. It can be as simple as opening an online profile, putting yourself out, and saying yes to a nice date, and absolutely enjoying whatever results it will bring. It doesn't have to be about, oh yeah, I got a big engagement ring, I met this perfect guy, and we're gonna get married in Santorini, Greece. It can be as simple, as very simple, as just agreeing to put yourself out and believing that you're worth it. Believing that you're worth the love, care, and support. I hope that this podcast inspired you to really dig deep and focus on loving yourself and accepting yourself, whichever, whatever, however way you are right now, whether with a diagnosis or not, it doesn't really matter. As long as you nurture that self-love, then all the other kinds of love in the world will follow, especially that romantic one. But first, it has to start from you. Do you have any reactions or stories or comments about today's podcast, please let me know. I hope you shoot me an email at jamiewins@gmail.com, or you can visit my official website, www.jamiewins.com. All of the things I mentioned will be in the description of this podcast. And I hope you really enjoyed today's episode as much as I enjoyed hosting it. So can I talk to you again on the episode next time? I hope so. This has been Jamie once again, and I'm about to sign off. Thank you so much, everyone. A blessed and safe and abundant and love-filled new year.